And just walking past the firm's van, there's an air conditioning unit on the outside of the barn, which is a beautiful flint barn. And it's got tarred wood shuttering on the outside. Moongazer Barn. David, Rachel, morning.
Hi David, welcome to the brew house.
Thank
Hi,
you very much.
Nice to meet you.
So, well, let's go into the brew house then. So, through the transparent plastic flappy bits. Oh, the smell is beautiful, but it's loud in here, David.
Yeah, we're currently sparging the wort, so we're pushing loads of hot water across the barley, which we've been soaking in water.
And that really is the first part of the process for actually getting beer.
Yeah, certainly.
And you've got three very large stainless steel kettles over there. That's full. That's a bit more empty. Do you know, I think we'll go outside because I can hardly hear myself in here. After you. And none of this would really be possible without the grant that you got from the LAG, the Local Action Group, which gave you, was it £150,000?
A little bit shy of that, but yeah, certainly without that money we wouldn't have been able to do it. I mean, the fact that they invested in the rural economy and in the rural villages, as you can see here, you know, we are really in rural Norfolk, and so the chance of creating employment and businesses in these areas without such funding is really important to us.
And Rachel, what did that £150,000 go towards?
That helped to bring the farm building back into use. So we've got a really purpose-built brewery now. So it's helped with the farm diversification. We now rent the building. Equally, we employ four people.
And that's really important because all four jobs actually are in the village.
They are locally in Hindringham.
When people get grants of the amount that you got, £150,000, that's fantastic news. But where was that money spent?
Most of it's in the local economy, and all the building work was done by Morrissey's Builders, who are about 5 or 6 miles away. They were then using local builders merchants, local building supplies. Plumbing was done by Bruce Towers of Fakenham. Where possible, we were encouraged to reinvest that money within to the local economy, which then adds to the jobs in the economy as well. Obviously, with some of the bespoke equipment, that had to be imported through because it's very specific to the type of beers we do, and we also produce lagers here, so we wanted some very specific equipment. And then, obviously, what we're doing now is producing beer for the local economy. We do sell it across the country, but most of what we do is sold in Norfolk itself, and that's how we like to keep it. So that money is then generating jobs for the shops and jobs for the delis and the pubs that sell our beer as well. So the whole thing's very circular. Although ours was quite significant, you know, people can get grants for much, much smaller amounts, and I'd just encourage everyone to do it.
You're very passionate about the business. If you didn't get that grant, would this place be up and running?
No, quite simply, it wouldn't have existed. The cost of doing the building, the cost of building the access road into where we were, it would have been prohibitive, and we'd still be saving up to do it now. Quite simply, we just wouldn't have been able to afford to do it, so the jobs wouldn't have been in existence, the builders wouldn't have had all the work, and all the suppliers wouldn't have had the work. We wouldn't be here without it, has to be said.
And real ale is a real growth industry. At the minute you employ four people, including yourself, what's the chance of growth over here?
Yeah, I mean, we're growing slow and steady is our philosophy. We hope in time to be employing 7 or 8 people and being an iconic brand in Norfolk, much the same way as the likes of Grain and where we are today. That stepping stone hopefully has helped us get there.